Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And as predicted, we predicted, and a lot of other people probably predicted, Arizona defeated Washington at McHale today in an early game, early for Arizona. Nice to have a noon game for once. The final score was 91-75. Props to Baby Shear, Brielle. For her score prediction, I believe it was 90 to 75. So she was the closest, I believe, of all of us. 75. I did say 90-75. So it was a great game. We were there, Brielle and I, in person. Jason was there, as always. And definitely a bounce back from losing to Washington State the other night. What say you, Senor Jason?
Yeah, that was fun. Pretty much what I expected. You know, it was the, yeah, the end.
Wow. That was the expert analysis that people pay for.
Do the ad.
Oh, do the ad. Oh, okay. Well, you eat your...
I'm eating chicken.
Jason's starving because, you know, the game being at noon kind of screwed everything up. So we got coffee and then he went to the game and then has not eaten anything today. So
I'm eating chicken.
Chicken. Investing should be easy. Buy low and sell high. But what seems simple can get tricky in a complex field. It is too easy to encounter pitfalls in the investment space, but seeking professional advice can help you reach your goals. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we're your local professionals based right here in Tucson. Let us help you create a personalized investment portfolio that reflects your unique risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com. To learn more.
Chicken!
Chicken.
Costco has these chicken bites that are, they taste just like Chick-fil-A.
They're actually like literally dupes for Chick-fil-A.
And they're very good. Anyway, what are we talking about? Okay, so yeah, I think it's a crazy stat. Arizona, after a loss, has beaten the next team they face by an average of 16 points. Today, 16 points.
On the dot.
I do know there's some upset people out there because the spread was 16 and a half.
Ooh.
And the
bummer.
And the last play was garbage. But overall, I mean, the game is what I expected. Shelby was at the game.
I was at the game.
Tell people about the environment, your aggressiveness level. People want to know.
I mean, I think I behaved very well. And I had really good people around me. And we all cheered and did all the appropriate things. The only... hiccup that we had the whole game really is there was a Washington fan who was coming up the steps in our section, and I think he was a little tipsy, and he, you know, he kind of stumbled, like, whatever. And the gentleman, two people down from me, who hello, shout out to you, sir. I have to look up his name.
Shout out to you
on Twitter,
sir.
But I think he jawed at him a little bit, said something like just harmless, and this kid immediately said something about, like,
Shelby killed a man with a trident.
About Jed Fish, just like, yeah, and we love Jed Fish or something. It's like, come on, dude. Like, Washington fans, like, first of all, you're at the wrong sport. And secondly, like, at this point, cool. You got him, keep him. Let's see how he screws you over in a few years. But besides that, it was awesome. I mean, it was loud. It got loud at the appropriate times. And, you know, it definitely was a top five venue for me in the country. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we had a good time. And Brielle loves the burgers at McHale's. So, honestly, McHale's food is, for stadium food, is pretty decent. I think it's good. All stadium food's a little overpriced. But, you know, if you're going to buy it, hopefully it doesn't taste like your elementary school cafeteria. And that's, it does not. It's pretty good. So that's so, where we're at.
Basketball-wise, I had said in my breakdown, which I also, I think I said 92 to 74. I don't want to brag. The Shear family is on fire.
Yeah, but if we were playing Price is Right, you would have been, you're over.
Whatever. Brielle was closer. I can ground Brielle.
That's true.
By the way, I have no voice. It's not from the game. Now that I think about it, it was actually yelling during Fortnite last night.
Yeah, we were all pretty heated during Fortnite last night with each other. So, like, Jason is now the king of finishing in second place. He can never just quite get over the hump.
This was about as frenetic as a pace as I can remember watching.
Frantic or frenetic?
Right, that too. And Arizona faced a team, and I had mentioned in the preview that Washington has no issues running. The difference is that Washington will run and put up every shot it can, but doesn't defend.
Right.
Like, Washington is awful defensively, and if the game came down to who made more stops, it was very clearly going to be Arizona. Washington scored 75 points and took 76 shots to do it. They don't go to the line because they're not aggressive. They literally just...
whatever you want.
They just shoot, man. Shooters shoot. And
they shoot not great.
Arizona is very difficult to beat in that situation. They had 14 turnovers. In a game like that, I don't really mind it. You know, I mentioned that, again, college basketball is about matchups. I said that many a times. But Washington, their worst nightmare is Arizona. They don't match up with Arizona in the slightest. Arizona's too big for them, as shown by the fact that the Wildcats won the glass 51-35. Second chance points, 14-7. Had more points in the paint. You know, just overall, it's just a bad matchup. And we knew that, you know, Umar Bala in the last 2 years has absolutely dominated Washington, and this was no different. And, I mean, there's not a ton to analyze. In games like this, I always find it easier. I think I say this every podcast, but it's easier to analyze
a lot
a game like a Washington State game than it is this, because Arizona and Washington could play 10 times and Arizona would win 9 of them, right? And I'm not sure about the 10th. I'm just being nice, because it's just it's a bad matchup overall. Arizona was getting what it wanted. Yeah, Washington came back a few times, but, like, you texted me and you go, Arizona doesn't want to put him away or whatever. And I said, oh, no, they're just playing around. They're going to go on an 8-0 run any minute here, and that'll be that. And I think they proceeded to go on an 8-0 run when they got within 9 or whatever. It's just, it was that type of game where you knew who was better pretty much right from tip.
Yes, and it was pretty consistent. I think everyone just doesn't like to see leads start to get a little close, you know, just that's always a little nerve-wracking.
But. Yeah, I mean, but by close, we're talking 10 points, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, oh,
but
no.
That's not insurmountable, though.
Here come the Huskies. They have it down to 10, and then it's like, true. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some individual performances then, because there were some notable things. We're going to start, not in order, because we're going to start with Pella, because it was his birthday weekend. And he did redeem himself a little bit. He didn't have the best game against Washington State. So Pella came out
Pella,
a different person today.
I thought Pella was awesome. Look, and Tommy Lloyd talks about response, right? Like, there's a reason why his teams have not lost 2 in a row. There's a reason why his teams have an average margin of victory.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Of 16 points after a loss, these guys and Tommy respond well. And Pella did not play well against Washington State. And then he comes out and he looks like an NBA player. You know, 17 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, did not turn the ball
over. Zero turnovers.
Everybody that played a decent amount of minutes in this entire game turned the ball over except for Pella.
Yep.
And they just couldn't guard him. And that's what I said in my breakdown is, like, I like Keon Brooks. I think he can score. But he can't guard. And, like, today, Keon Brooks had 15 points and 5 rebounds. Pella outscored him. Like I said, was a possibility. And then he really, like,
defended.
Brooks couldn't defend Pella. Like, no.
He's all over.
You know, and when Pella knows that a guy can't guard him,
he's a monster.
He's really good because he's become much more aggressive this year at taking the ball to the basket, and that's exactly what he did.
And I heard after the game, Brielle and I stayed in the stadium. We like to listen to Brian Jeffries, and Tommy came out and did his little interview. And I heard Jeffries call Pella, what did he say, a point forward. Like, Pella's taking assists and, you know, being able to kind of play like a glue hybrid role a little bit. And, you know, we know why that's happening. But it's also, like, really refreshing to see because you have to have a pretty high basketball IQ to do that. And some of those connections he makes with Caleb today were pretty incredible. And that's really a skill set that's going to serve him well, hopefully moving forward into his professional career. So, speaking of Senor Caleb, kind of a big day for him too.
He disappeared for a little bit in the second half. He took more of a distributor type of role. But, I mean, I think it's become very clear he is the conference player of the year.
Player of the year!
I'll make a case in a minute. But he 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. He disappears for a little bit, and then when they need him to come back, he has a lob to Umar. He hits the 3 at the end for the 2,000 points. And he just has the right mentality. Like, someone asked him about, a local TV guy, it wasn't an awful question, but asked him about
But it wasn't Bruce.
No. Yeah, asked him about March, and Caleb goes, "We're not there yet. We have ASU on Monday."
Thinking about February. Wednesday,
right? Like, we're just not. And that's the mentality that they need and the older guys need. And, you know, Caleb Love, when he plays well, man, he is really, really good. And this is one of those games where he knew that Washington had no chance. Paul McCauley had zero chance of guarding Caleb Love. Had 4 fouls in 19 minutes. Got up 4 shots. Only made 1 of them. They just don't have a guy that could guard Caleb Love in this game. Nick Almisi in Washington played fine offensively, but he wasn't stopping Caleb. It's just sometimes there's just Washington defensively they don't have any guy defensively that could stop another guy on Arizona.
What were you going to say?
The guy that is secretly making
player
a run
of the year.
At player of the
we
year.
You know who it is.
That isn't going to get votes. And I almost wonder if he's going to, hopefully not. I don't think he'll split votes.
We don't want to split, Caleb.
And then, like, KJ Simpson wins it because of split. Umar Ballo is averaging a double-double now. It is official. That does not happen in this conference. Remember, it was a big deal when Zoo did it. Umar had 14 and 14 and dominated this game.
Absolutely.
The only time where Umar struggles is, it's interesting, when they feed him in the post with his back to the basket and he takes dribbles. He's not very good.
No, he gets
every other scenario, like it's the go in the lane, because he's quicker than people think, and dunking and the lobs off the pick and roll. Like, that's where he's at his best, but he's now averaging like 14 and 10.
It's pretty awesome.
And he's shooting like 60% from the field. Like, he's having a really good year. And you know, he had some shaky games in the beginning of the season, but now he's got 7 double-doubles in a row. The record is 10 by Al Fleming.
Ooh.
He has 4 games to do it, if you're not counting the Pac-12 tournament. He should do it again on Wednesday, and then it's going to get really difficult.
A little bit hard.
Right.
So
yeah, he's been on fire. Let me just go down the line.
Hot fire.
I like, and I asked Tommy about this, Keyshawn Johnson, he didn't lose Arizona the game against Washington State.
No.
But he had a bad play, clearly, that wound up being the difference in the game, the free throw. So early in the game, for whatever stupid-ass reason, I don't know why teams do this, and I mentioned this with Caleb Love, and I would say the same thing with Arizona on a good opposing player. The Washington bench was chirping at Keyshawn, and if you watch, he hits the three, and he turns right to the bench. And I don't even think he says anything. He just stares at him. And then he turns around, and he blocks the shot. And then he comes back, and then he scores on the next play. And it's like, why do you poke the bear?
Don't poke the bear.
And you kind of had a feeling, Tommy said it after the Wazoo game, that he had a feeling Keyshawn would bounce back. This was, to me, a really, really good game by Keyshawn. 16 points, 5 rebounds. I thought, when he is locked in defensively, he can defend. The issue that he's had defensively, and I expect this to change in the tournament. I really do. I think he's going to be locked in every game. But there's been games where he's just not locked in defensively.
I mean, Apollo does it too.
When he locks in defensively, he's really, really good. You know, Moses Wood couldn't do anything whatsoever. 4 of 10. It took 10 shots to get him 10 points, and then they switched him a little bit. And, you know, it was a type of deal where, you know, Keyshawn was great.
He was.
There is one negative again.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's point guard play for the second game in a row was bad.
That's not good.
I could tell you about Boswell, and I could focus on him. I don't like his body language on that one situation with Tommy. But I think we also need to stop pretending like Jaden Bradley's played well as of late.
Yeah, he's not the magic bullet, guys.
The problem that Arizona has now is that I think it's clear that Boswell is better on offense in the half court than Jaden Bradley is. And Jaden is a much better defender than Boswell is. And if you could combine the two into one player, you'd have a really good point guard. The problem is you can't. I mean, Bradley today was 1 of 6. He rebounded well. He passed pretty well. But he also had 4 fouls and made some stupid plays. Boswell was atrocious in the first half, bounced back pretty nicely in the second half, wound up finishing with a decent line, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 turnovers. I think 2 of them came back-to-back. But Arizona needs better point guard play this time of year. You can get away with that against the Washingtons, the ASUs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away with that against, you know, we watched Houston and Baylor. If you don't have good point guard play against those teams, you're screwed. You just are. So that, to me, is the only concern of this game. But, again, I'm not one to kind of harp on things after wins. I'm, you know.
Yeah, a win's a win. But, I mean, like, clearly the pattern has been established. Everyone's seeing it. And you can't make Kylan and Jaden one person. So those skill sets, Tommy has to be able to use as he sees fit in a game. And there's a lot of Arizona fans that don't like it. Jason and I have very different opinions about this as well. We're not going to harp on it because I'm not here to shit on Kylan. I'm not going to do it. But we have to have better point guard play. And if the solution isn't in this year, obviously we're going to hopefully get to the tournament and see how March looks. But there definitely will be needing to be changes.
I think Arizona will get to the tournament, Shelby.
Well, I'm not jinxing it. I'm with Caleb. I'm not thinking about March. I'm just thinking about ASU. Anyway, so I'm not scaring anyone by saying, you know, I think we'll get to March. I'm just being facetious. But anyway, it's always a great day to be an Arizona Wildcat, especially when Arizona wins. ASU will be playing Washington State, and it's kind of hard to root for ASU.
We do need to shout out one thing.
We do have a couple of shout-outs, yes.
Number one, shout out my guy Courtney, assistant cheer coach, basketball coach.
Hey, Courtney.
Appreciate you listening. Number two, Arizona women's basketball.
Arizona women's basketball.
Two things I want to say.
They had a big dick move last night.
Okay, well,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's a little sexist.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
Number one, please, if you are on Twitter, if you're a fan of another school, if you claim Arizona, miss me with the Stanford didn't have Cameron Brink bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
There's been a lot of that today. Arizona had 7 players. If that's you, if you're the Cameron Brink person, please just find someone else to tweet at. Number two, Arizona did something that it hasn't done in 20 years. Arizona women, all of a sudden, if they beat Cal on Sunday, we're talking about them as being back on the bubble.
Sneaking in.
Right. And so all of a sudden, your final two games are big. So shout out to them. Shout out to Shelby.
Shout out to Erica, our women's writer.
Shout out to the Mikhail Nachos. Shelby, take it. Shout out to the Mikhail Burger, says Brielle.
Shout out to Wilbur. You know what? Also, shout out to the Arizona Pep Band. Obviously, they are the unsung heroes of the Mikhail ambiance in general. But without the Pep Band, going to games there would not be nearly as fun. And, you know, I'm always a fan of all of our spirit line, including the dancers and the cheerleaders, the mascots. We see you. We appreciate you guys. And obviously, I mean, we already shout out Courtney from the cheerleaders, but we see you. Thank you so much. And on that note, no matter where you are or what puppy you have kissing your face as you say this line, thank you, Bianca. Mwah. Or what you do, you can always bear down.
Also, shout out technical fouls. Arizona got one for being too far up on the court when Keyshawn murdered a man. Washington got one because Mike Hopkins is an idiot. I love technical fouls. Give me all of them.
For the win.
Boom. Tee up. Teed you up. Come here, let me tee you up.
Okay. Whoa.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.